with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting a $1.2 trillion spending bill has passed the House and is now in the hands of the Senate. The bill passed Friday by a vote of 286 to 134. Democratic Connecticut Congresswoman Rose DeLauro says both sides came together to do the right thing.
I am pleased that Democrats and Republicans again united to make government work for the people of this country.
But House Freedom Caucus Chairman Scott Perry says too many Republicans are ignoring the nation's problems.
It's March, right? March Madness. Now, while some people in Washington, D.C. are misspelling their favorite team on their bracket, the rest of the country is watching their country in March and the madness burn down in Washington, D.C. and at their southern border.
After the vote, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced a motion that would vacate the chair for House Speaker Mike Johnson. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has announced that she has cancer.
In a video announcement, Kate, the Princess of Wales, says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy.
In January, I underwent major abdominal surgery in London, and at the time, it was thought that my condition was non-cancerous. The surgery was successful. However, tests after the operation found cancer had been present.
The audio courtesy of BBC Studios. The announcement comes after weeks of speculation on social media about Princess Kate's whereabouts and her health. The 42-year-old princess hadn't been seen publicly since Christmas until a video surfaced this week of her with her husband, Prince William. I'm Mike Hempen.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 305 points, the NASDAQ rose 27. The S&P 500 down 7, oil dropped to $80.63 a barrel. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on religion and the presidency.
According to the latest from the Pew Research Center, the vast majority of voters want a president to be moral and ethical, and roughly half say he should also have strong religious beliefs. Only about one-third of Americans say they want a chief executive to share the same religion as themselves, but two-thirds want him to stand up for people who share their faith perspective. White evangelicals are the most likely to want a president with strong religious beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats are vowing to restore Roe v. Wade if they win the White House and Congress this fall, but legal experts say that's an empty promise. Most constitutional scholars say Congress does not have the authority to override a state's decision to make abortions unlawful in all or most circumstances. While the understanding of Congress's power has expanded over time, there are still some very real limits. This is SRN News. Some recent airline passengers may turn out to be crime victims.
The FBI has told passengers on the Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 MAX that lost a door plug panel in mid-flight that they might be victims of a crime. The plane was flying 16,000 feet over Oregon on January 5th when the panel blew out, leaving a hole in the side. The FBI office in Seattle has written letters to the passengers. The U.S. Justice Department has reportedly opened a criminal investigation into whether the panel blowout violated terms of a 2021 settlement that let Boeing avoid prosecution for allegedly misleading regulators who certified the 737 MAX. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Texas authorities say a school bus with more than 40 pre-kindergarten students has collided with a concrete truck and rolled over while returning from a field trip. At least two people are dead. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.